USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A politically connected hedge fund billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein, who's already a registered sex offender, now facing charges of sex trafficking underage girls for years. Epstein entering a not guilty plea yesterday in New York and ordered to be held until his next court appearance, as prosecutors say he's a flight risk. President Trump has been photographed with Epstein in the past. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, was asked if he knows Jeffrey Epstein.
I can't imagine that I know him. His real close friend was Bill Clinton. I mean, he's the one who traveled on planes with him. I'm not saying that Bill Clinton was involved in any way, but he's the one he was really close to. So I can't imagine I ever had much to do with him. I don't recall ever having anything to do with him.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from forcing drug companies to disclose prices in their TV ads, saying Congress would have to do that. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he is done working with the British ambassador to the United States after leaked cables showed that the ambassador called President Trump inept and clumsy. The president tweeting that Ambassador Kim Darroch is not very well liked in the U.S. anyway. He also took aim at Prime Minister Theresa May for what he called a mess with Brexit negotiations. A man's now facing charges in connection to the death of a former member of TV's original Mickey Mouse Club. Records show 36-year-old Daniel James Berta has been arraigned in Oregon's Jackson County Circuit Court on multiple charges, including manslaughter, for the death of Dennis Day. A neighbor says she's not surprised.
We have known or felt in our hearts for a long time that he was the man.
Police had been looking for Day after he disappeared last July. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein indicted on federal sex trafficking charges.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein is charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan. Epstein is pleading not guilty to the charges. I'm Tim Berg.
A new poll finds it's going to be hard for some Americans to retire.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, 1 in 5 people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared.
That's USA Radio's John Hunt reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.